King with the talk.
Yo, we back with another episode.
King with the talk.
You better put on your seatbelt. This is a roller coaster ride.
Don Kizzy.
Yo, I appreciate the love. Let's go.
King with the talk.
Yeah.
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 Dropping that weight up off me. Never thought he had me, tried to cross me. But I'm covered by the blood costly. Telling all truth, nothing falsely. Pushing through the agenda from losers to winners. We all in it, get up back again. Raising the next generations. Trying for trials, no time for the free team. When will you get up and win? When will you flee from the sin? Dropping that hate up off your blood. No procrastination, no making amends. Time to get in, we strapped up with the word of
what's
God.
Going what's going on? What's going on? Y'all know what time it is. It's your boy, Dom Kizzy, in the building, huh? Man, I am so excited. I am so elated to be back with another video. It's 2023. It's March. So I feel like I'm late to the program. I feel like, yeah. we 3 months in already, man. I'm just not shooting a video. But it feels good to be back, man. This is the channel Weight Consumed Me. Basically my weight loss journey and talking about a lot of different things. And also, I am premiering my podcast, Can't Wait to Talk. Yeah, that's the podcast. Man, I've had it out for a year now. I completed my first season last year, season one. If you haven't already checked it out, I'm gonna have the link in the description down at the bottom, where you can click on the link, man, and it got all my episodes on there. And, you know, we worldwide with it. You know, a lot of different countries have tuned in, checked out the video. So, you know, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that, and I'm excited about that. So it's an exciting time. But it's all about elevation. It's all about going to a new level, man. You know, y'all probably heard in the intro, my little intro song, you know, it came with the talk. Yeah, came with the talk. You know, I wanted to come with something new, something fresh, man. So that's something that I'm implementing. And also, this is my first video. My first video that I'm shooting for the podcast. I'm gonna still have some audio mixed in here and there, but for the most part, I want to work on doing video, and you know, more than likely be rolling it out on YouTube and, you know, whatever platform I can roll it out on. But this is just the start of many. So for all my subscribers, I appreciate y'all. And if you haven't already subscribed, what's up? What we doing? You know, all you gotta do is just click subscribe, click hit all, and bam, there it is. You know, you always get, you know, a video. You know, you get an episode coming out every week. You'll get, you know, a short inspiration, just something, you know, that I'm gonna get into doing and really pushing out and really being dedicated to it. Which kind of brings me to this episode's topic. The topic of this episode is weighty conversations. If anybody know me, if you know my brand, if you know my business, you know, everything deals with weight. I deal with weight from top to bottom, like literally, you know, physical weight, mental weight, emotional weight, spiritual weight. Like, there's weight in every aspect of life. Matter of fact, I want to read Romans 12, 1 and 2, where, you know, yeah, you talking about weight, you know what I'm saying? We gonna talk about it. But Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, no, I take that back. Hebrews, yeah, my bad. That's a whole nother. I mean, that's presenting your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service of worship. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read this since I got it. It said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now let's go to Hebrews 12th chapter, verse one, verse two. It's amazing how, you know, you talking about weight, you talking about sacrificing, you know, your body and all of that. But it said, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside, like over here, go over there, go back there, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That right there is good news. If you know my platform, if you know me, you know, it's Christ 24/7. That's just who I am. It's embedded in me. I can't be nothing else. I'm not trying to preach to you. I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other, whether you believe or not. That's on you. I can only be me. I can only share my faith. I can only talk my talk. You know, I can only, you know, walk my walk. Who I am and who resides on the inside of me is what comes out. So, you know, if you want to know more, you know, hit me up. You know, I'm on social media, you know, slide in my DMs, whatever the case may be. If you got more questions, or you can email me, you know, I'm gonna have all that information in the description below, all my contact information. You know, if you want to reach out just to know more about Jesus, I wouldn't even plan on putting this part in the video, but hey, it's like I said, it's who I am. So, I'm here to talk about weighty conversations. And like I said, in every aspect of my life, it's about weight. It's about heaviness. It's about, you know, because we deal with weight, you know, from you know, trauma. Trauma is weight because we carry that. You know, we deal with trauma when we're young, or when we're, you know, we going through life, you know, adolescence, you know, we deal with some type of trauma. So trauma is weight. You know, losing a loved one is weight. It's something that you got to carry, because now, you know, that person that you called every day, or that you hung with, or that you slept with, they're no longer here. So now you got to carry that burden of, how do you live life? How do you go on? You know, how do you move on in life without that person? They no longer here. That's weight. Physical weight. You know, you can, you know, you whether you love food or you use food as a way to cope with what you're dealing with, that's weight. You know, you eat when you're happy, you eat when you're sad, you eat when you're depressed, you eat when you're glad. Like, you know, you just eating. That's a weight. You know, alcohol, sex, man, it go on, drugs, it all of those are weights. So the purpose of this channel is to not only expose those weights and talk about those weights, the purpose of the podcast is really to you know, talk about those issues, as well as exposure of my own journey, my own insecurities, my own setbacks. So it's been a journey. It's been a journey. You know, if you go down my timeline of my videos that I have on my page on this YouTube channel, you'll see, you know, videos where I'm working out and I'm, you know, I'm doing my thing. I'm in the gym, I'm lifting weights, I'm doing all of that. You know, but yet you see me today and I'm, you know, I'm still large. You know, I still haven't lost the weight that I've set out to lose. And so this is why this episode is so important, because I wanted to share just my journey, and I wanted to share my insecurities. It's been hard. It's been rough. And it's not that I don't have the tools, because I have every tool there is to have. I'm like a mechanic. I'm like a low budget mechanic, like not one that went to school to, you know, to learn and you know, I'm a shade tree mechanic. Like I went out and bought all the tools. You know, I went to the hardware store, the auto parts, I bought all the tools. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to work on this. I'm about to fix this. I'm about to fix that. I'm about to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I ain't fixing it. And then what I did fix, it ain't working. I probably messed it up more than I fixed it. So yeah, you know, but, guess what? This is the good news. I'm alive. This is the great news. I have an opportunity to share with you my downfalls and my pits, and to let you know that what happened yesterday, you can put it behind you. Lay aside every weight. You put those things behind and you reach forward to those things which are ahead. And so in this season of my life, as I continue to elevate and go higher and higher and higher, you know, I'm learning that I can take those experiences and I can use it. It's almost like stepping stools. Like there's this mountain that I need to climb. There's this mountain that I need to climb and I need to get to the top, but I have no ladder per se to get there. So I gotta take different things to, you know, stack on top of that and stack on top of that. So, you know, I take depression. Okay, boom. Now I done got past that obstacle, so I'm stepping on it. So now I'm closer. I take procrastination, you know, and I step, you know, I put that on the next block and I step on that. And it's like, so with each thing that each barrier that I cross, each barrier that I cross, I step on it. I put it up under my feet. You know what I'm saying? And Christians know, you know, you put the enemy up under your feet. You know, the devil, Satan, you know, he's up under your feet. You know, he has no authority over your life. But I know everybody don't believe. So what I'm saying is you take all those obstacles that you've gone through in your life and you use them as stepping stools or stepping stones, and you put them up under your feet. And you continue to climb. You continue to climb with everything in you. So this is why I'm making this video. This is why I am coming before you and showing myself. One thing about my life is, you know, the weight has been a part of my life. You know, I'm morbidly obese. Last time I checked, I got back over 500 pounds. And I said I didn't want to get back to that. So, of course, when I'm on the scale and I see that, I'm just like, come on, bro. Like, you got to be kidding me. Like, it sucks. Man, you don't have to tell me. But because I've dealt with it so long, it's almost like I get used to it, you know? So it's like, okay, I'm overweight, you know, I'm fat. So yeah, you know, that's been, you know, but I'm steady climbing. I'm steady going forward. The biggest thing for me right now is not just the fat; it's my mouth situation. You know, I have a gum disease, and because of the gum disease, it's causing teeth to come out. And so because of that, you know, if anybody know me, you know, I'm a jolly person. I'm always laughing. I'm always cracking jokes. Like, I think I'm funny, you know. And I've been told back in the day, you know, like, oh, man, you ought to be a comedian. Like, no, I don't know about that. You know, I'm just naturally funny. It's just what I do. I like to be the life of the party. Like, man, crack jokes. And I love to see people just crying, laughing, just like, you know, like, boy, you is stupid. Like, you don't ever want to be called stupid, but it's like when somebody calls you stupid, like, boy, you crazy. Like, that's like a compliment. I'm like, yeah, I am crazy. Yeah, 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 I am stupid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm that dude. Like, I'm that dude, you know? I don't know why I keep hearing dick. Oh, it might be my channel. Anyway, it's like, I am crazy. I am stupid. But it's a compliment because I know it's coming from a good place.
This podcast is sponsored by Wake Consumes author Dominic Passmore and his book, Weight Deliverance, Solving the Mystery of Weight Loss. Go to www.amazon.com and get your copy today.
So when I know that I got, you know, a gum issue and teeth are starting to come out, my teeth are loose, it's hard to eat food. Man, it, I almost feel like a baby in a lot of ways because I might as well be eating applesauce because it's hard. I can't bite down on a burger. I can't bite into anything. You know, I have to smush it type deal. And y'all might be like, why you tell me this? Like, that's nasty. That's disgusting. But I just want to be vulnerable. I want to be transparent because it's my reality. On top of dealing with, you know, a lot of weight, and we talking about weight, and you know, it's a weighty conversation. That's what it is. So it's one thing to deal with this. Now, trust and believe, there's some muscle up under here, like. Chevrolet did a commercial back in the day, like, get a piece of the rock. Yeah, that's right there. That's all up in her. That's, yeah. I'm just saying. How Deion Sanders say, we coming. So it's coming. But the mouth issue, that's another thing. That's actually greater than the weight because it makes me reserved. It pulls me back. I don't like to be outgoing. I don't like to be in front of people. I don't like to have a lot of conversations because, you know, when you meet people, you're like, hey, how you doing? You know, yeah, you smiling, you laughing. And you know, a lot of times you've been in close proximity, you know, hey, how you doing? Maybe not that, especially since COVID, no, 6 feet clear. Yeah. So, but my point is, you can see, you know, a person's mouth. And it's like, whoa. You got a lot going on right there, player. And I've never wanted to be that guy that people look like, oh, what's going on with your mouth? You know, because I see, you know, you see videos all the time, people be missing teeth, you're like, that's not, you know. And I'm looking at them too like, So it's embarrassing. It's heartbreaking for me. Especially when, you talk about dating, you know, they're like, I can't approach no woman. Not the woman that I want to, you know. Like, you want to be with somebody that love you for you, and you want to, you know. I know that I'm more than my mouth. I'm more than the fat. I know I'm more than that. But appearances matter in a lot of ways because, you know. If I'm approaching a woman and I'm looking, I'm like, ooh, she fine, boy, like, ooh. And then she turn around and you just, I'm like, hey, oh, all right, okay. So I know how I react. So in other words, if I know how I'm gonna react, you know, that, to me, that's the majority of how people react. So, it's hard. It's hard to maneuver. And especially, you know, going into business for myself, you know, with coaching and doing YouTube videos and just really sharing my story. It's hard to get in front of people. It's hard to get in front of this camera. Like when God said that this is what we were doing, I'm like, okay. But, it's all about obedience at this point. So this is why I'm here. This is why I'm recording this video. So it's a task. It really. Now, let me throw this disclaimer out. Losing weight is more mental than anything. Losing body fat eating healthy, working out, that's a mental thing. That's all mental. And if you, once you get over that hump, like I said, those stepping stones, and I'm in the process of that. I'm getting back in the process of that now. So as you continue to watch these videos, you're like, man, he's slimming. Yeah. But this mouse situation, that's not a mental thing. Now, it's a mental thing as far as like, well, I'm going to be confident regardless, you know. Like, I know I got this going on, but that can't stop me from, which is why I'm front of the camera now. Like, I got to be confident enough to be able to be vulnerable and share that, hey, this is who I am. But teeth cost money. Like, teeth cost money. Just quick story about this whole situation. I'm 46. Yeah, I'll be 47 this year. And how I grew up, you know, my mom, you know, single parent, and she's raising two boys. So she worked all the time. And, you know, she took us to the dentist, but it wasn't something that I just, you know, went there. I didn't, you know, I don't remember going every year and getting the, you know, the checkups and all that. So moving past it, in my 20s, I knew I was having, I think I wanted a teeth clean. And I went to the dentist. Dentist was like, you know, they did the x-ray and you know how they do. He told me in my 20s, I'm 46 now. He told me in my 20s, I don't remember the exact, but 20s period, he told me I had a gum disease. And not only did I have the gum disease, but they was gonna have to pull all my teeth. Don't worry, I went. In my 20s, I was like a dude that had just heard news of, you know, cancer, you know, and, you know, cancer is serious. So I don't want to dismiss that. And prayers, I got a family member who's dealing with that. And I think some other people. So prayer definitely go out to my fam, you know, who's dealing with. Oh, yeah, I got a couple family members. So prayer definitely go out to them who's dealing with it. Y'all know who y'all are. But I was like, I need a second, third opinion. Like, I'm in my 20s, bro. You is not finna take out all my teeth. And I'm going to walk around wearing digits. Like, that's old people. Like, you know, come on now. That's old people stuff. Like, that's, you know, that's people that, you know, it's 80s, 90s. You know, that's them. I'm in my 20s. I'm outside with it. And you mean tell me you wanna take my teeth? Nah, I'm good. I'm straight, dog. And like, yes, I don't know what your machines are talking about or whatever, but nah. So fast forward, you know, in my 30s, actually, I had moved to Dallas in my 30s. And it was a move I had to make because I was just going through a lot of transitions in my life. I had, you know, it was just something going on in my head. And I was like, I said, man, it this life is different. Like, you know, as you know, when you a child, you got dreams and aspirations of doing things. But when you get out there in the real world, it's a whole nother monster. So I still was kind of all over the place in my life. I had just gone through my second divorce. And my cousin, who was like a brother to me, had passed away. And at that point, we were like this, you know what I mean? Like that. So it was like, yo, I got to make some changes. This can't be what life is. Something got to change. So I ended up moving to Dallas and got up there and had to go. I went to the dentist again. Like I said, me and the dentist, we wasn't friends. We wasn't friends at all, especially after that first experience. So I didn't really go back for no checkups, no none of that. Because I'm like, you're not going to take out all my teeth, bro. I'm sorry. And I've always had a natural gap, you know, right here or whatever. It's always been a natural gap. So I go to Dallas, and I think I had hit my mouth or something. One of my front teeth came out. And having a gap already, you know, is bad. But when you have a front tooth that comes out, now you got a hole in your mouth. So I had to get a partial, which is, they call it the flipper, but I had to get a partial in the mouth. So that was my first experience with a denture. And I gotta tell you, didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. But I'm like, do I want this flipper? And you know, it looked real, or do I want to walk around with a hole in my mouth? And I'm gonna just share this real quick. Give me a second. Yeah, that's what we talking about right there. It's hard to talk. Oh my God, it is hard to talk. It is hard to talk right now. Like, I can't wait to talk. That's the name of the podcast. But it's hard to talk without this flipper in my mouth. And so that's a life without no teeth. And that's hard. That's hard to fathom. That's hard to do. It changes your speech. It changes everything. It's almost like I'm slurring, like I'm that. So yeah, okay. Back to regular scheduled programming. Okay, yeah, we back. Ooh, that was hard. Good Lord, like just even trying to talk about that. So, anyways. That was the first part. Like I said, that was when I was in my 30s, mid-30s, matter of fact. I got the same information. Hey, you got a bone disease. You need to pull all your teeth. I'm like, I can't do that. Like, I'm in my 30s, you know. I'm outside with it. You know, I'm single again. Nah, I'm good. Just go on, give me this one piece. Look, this is a food reference, but it's like, you know how, like when you get down to your last few dollars and you go, but you hungry, so you go to get you something to eat. Like, yeah, would you like some 3-piece? Like, ooh, let me see. Now I can't afford a 3-piece. Let me get that 1-piece with a biscuit. So I could only afford a 1-piece. I couldn't afford the whole box, Let me get that 1-piece. And I actually went to this place called Clear Choice, because they was talking about, oh yeah, you know, we can pull your teeth and put some brand new ones in. And I'm like, now that don't sound too bad. So I go in. Oh, we do a free exam. I go do the exam. They tell me the same thing. But they were like, hey, we could do it in a day. I'm like, so you ain't tell me you can pull my teeth and put in some brand new ones and I can get them customized? You know what I'm saying? The pearly white smile that everybody be wanting and all that. Sign me up. Yeah. They was like, okay, yeah. It'll be 25 for the top, 25 for the bottom. What, $25? No, $2,500. No, $1,000. Oh, so there's 50. See, what? Oh. Woo. Needless to say, I was like, I ain't got that. Like, I'm barely paying rent. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. How much? Wait, oh, you just do your credit. Really? Your credit? Oh, yeah. I don't even know what my credit score is. So, fast forward. Didn't have that. Now I'm in my 40s. And it's gotten worse. And it's gotten worse. You know, teeth are loose. So, my point is, it's been a struggle. It's been more of a struggle than the weight, because it's hard to eat. It's hard to even talk sometimes. Because like I could, you know, I can feel like a shift in a tooth, or I'm trying to convey a message and I'm, you know, I catch myself, you know, matter of fact, I'm just getting over, my tongue being sore, like in the back of my throat, like, oh my God, it was painful. Hey guys, this is your boy, Dom Kizzy, the host of this amazing podcast, Can't Wait to Talk. And if you've made it this far, that means you are now a patron. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. With your single contribution and or monthly subscription, we are able to continue to grow and put out content that you are looking forward to hearing about. It's more than the thought. It's the love for me. So feel free to comment, give suggestions, and participate when we do our monthly social media lives. Stay tuned, be invested, and remember, don't let weight consume you. Let it fuel you. Let's go. So it's been a journey, to say the least. But I'm here. You know, I'm here, I'm smiling. You know, I got teeth missing at the bottom. I had to get some teeth pulled on the side. So slowly but surely they coming out. One way or the other. But at this point, you know what? I want them to come out. Like, man, I've never been so ready for dentures in my life. Like, in my 20s, I was like, yeah, no. Nah. In my 30s, yeah, no. Nah. Now, yeah. Bring out, you know, DJ Khaled say, bring out the lobster. I'm like, bring out the dentures. I'm like, huh, let me see. What kind y'all got, you know? Yeah, let me get those right there. I like it. Oh, those are nice. You know, but ultimately, I'm joking around with it. Because like I said, that's just who I am. But, oh, I hit it. Sorry about that. But ultimately, that's the path I'm on. And in order to get my permanent teeth, you know, I gotta do the stage. I gotta get the dentures. Then, you know, but I'm cool with it, because just like the weight loss journey, just like with everything else, stepping stones, and I'm going somewhere, you know. Because I have value. That's why this is a weighty conversation. You have value. In spite of what it looked like, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of, you know, the naysayers, in spite of you doubting yourself, in spite of you self-sabotaging yourself. This is why I'm still big. I've been self-sabotaging. Because like I said, as I'm going through the journey of losing weight, then I start having issues with my mouth. So with having issues with my mouth, now I'm getting back into feeling bad and just feeling lazy and like, man, this sucks, man. I can't eat. And this is the crazy thing about that. You would think that if my teeth are loose and I can't eat, and that would be like, well, good. I don't need to eat. I try to eat even more. It's almost like it's almost a trigger to be like, you trying to tell me I can't eat? Oh, I'm gonna eat. So I'm still eating chicken. I'm eating everything I shouldn't be eating. All because it's like I'm forcing myself. God, dog, this is good. I'm forcing myself to do something that I know I can't do because of the condition of my mouth. Yeah, I just had a revelation with that. Okay, so with that being said, this is a weighty conversation. It's heavy. It's real heavy. But because I'm here, because I'm taking this step, because I turned on this camera, I mean, and trust me, it was hell to get to this point. Not because it was hard to turn on the camera. I was all right with that. It was just to get in this place, to get set up, to get this thing, you know, locked in. You know, what I had to do prior to, the day before, like stuff I had to kind of endure. And I truly believe it was a distraction to keep me from not doing this video. I honestly believe that. I believe it was a distraction for me to not do this video so that I won't put the video out, so that I, you know, won't accomplish what I need to accomplish. But I'm here. And my prayer is that, you know, not only with this video, but the videos to come, you know, the podcast, you know, the podcast just can't wait to talk. And I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about the issues in my, with myself. I'm going to talk about other people's issues, things we deal with in life, everyday life, because it's important. And yeah, I'm not in a grand studio and y'all have all the lights and the cameras and the different angles. And, you know, you won't be able to zoom in from this side and zoom out from that side and get the whole view of me. And, I mean, trust me, this is enough. Like, I don't know what else you want to see. But the reality of it is, I'm going to put this content out so that someone will be impacted. Someone could be like, man, I'm dealing with, man, yeah, I'm, it's been a struggle for me. You know, it's, you know, I've been enduring this and I've been enduring that. The thing that kind of really helped me, I watched another podcast, Latarius R. Whitfield, my dear future wifey, and his podcast has blessed me. Not just for the content, but just for his vulnerability. And, you know, it takes a lot, you know, for a man, especially a man, to admit their wrongs in their life and to say, you know what, I may have failed or made mistakes in this area, but moving forward, I can glean from other people. I can get wisdom. You know, the Bible talks about getting wisdom and getting understanding, you know. Yeah, you need that. So to be vulnerable and say, you know, yeah, what I did, that was my past. So I'm going to lay aside every weight. That was my past. But moving forward, this is my future. This is my purpose. This is what I'm going to do, not only to help myself, because it starts with you. You know, a lot of people, I just want to help people. Yeah, that's cool. You know, but you can't help. No, like the whole about the whole plane thing, whereas, you know, when the plane going down, they say, you know, you put your Oscar mask on first and then help the person next to you. Well, anytime that you are working through issues, you got to help self first, because when you help you, then it's easy to help the next person. And the person can look at your life and see the work that you're doing, seeing the progress that you're making, and they'll be like, they'll be impressed and be like, wow, okay. So it's doable. And that's why I'm here. It's doable. It's doable. You know, I may not ever meet anybody that's gonna watch this video. May not ever meet you in person, but I guarantee you, I'm always here. You know, I'm a light, and I'm gonna let my light shine in a very dark place. When I say dark place, I'm talking about dark place in this world, dark places in my own life. You know, I'm gonna shine through. I'm gonna shine bright. You know, because it's my purpose. It's why I'm here. You know, I can't wait to talk. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to be about it. And this is a weighty conversation. It's heavy. It's real, real heavy. So with that being said, man, I really appreciate the time that y'all have taken out to check out this video. I hope that, you know, it has touched you in some way. And you know, I'm just asking that if you haven't subscribed, just subscribe. You know, turn on the notification bell and you know, be on the lookout for more. And if there's something that you want me to talk about, you know, hit me up. Like I said, I'm going to have the information in the description below as far as, you know, email contacts, my social media handles, all of that, my websites. So, you know, reach out, you know, comment on the video, good or bad. You know, to me, there is no bad comments, because I believe that when people tune in and they express their opinion, it's their opinion. But they tuned in. They watched. So something about it drew them in. You know, there's things that I watched that I was like, I don't know about that, you know. And I don't really, you know, I was brought up in a time where if you ain't had nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. Of course, I know we living in a whole nother, we in that social media age where people say whatever on their mind, good or bad, you know, indifferent or different, like, this is how I feel. All righty. You know, so at the end of the day, whatever negative that you think you're saying, I'm going to say, appreciate it. Thank you. You know, because I already know what you haven't said anything to me that I have already said to myself. Trust and believe. So I'm grateful. I love you guys. I appreciate every last one of y'all. And I just want you to be impacted. I want your life to be changed. I want you to change. You know, I read that first scripture and I started to be like, oh, this is not even the scripture I'm looking for. But it was exactly what I needed, because it's renewing of the mind. When you renew your mind, man, it's a whole nother world of success. It's a whole nother world of opportunity. It's levels to this. Levels. So be on the lookout, man. I'm coming. Yeah. I don't have no Louis. Yeah. Shout out Coach Prime, man. I love what you're doing, my brother. Yes, sir. Colorado Buffs in the building. Yeah, man. Like I said, I talk about everything. Sports, you know, we talking about it, baby. But anyways, it's your boy, Dom Kizzy in the building. Let's get it. Yeah. My personality, we all up in this thing, baby. Huh? Yeah, we ain't going nowhere, baby. Can't wait to talk, huh? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, let's go. You know what I'm saying?